As far as this game, we've practiced a lot of things. The thing about defense is that the one thing that people don't understand is on defense, you don't get to practice tackling live for a month before you play a bowl game. That's for both teams. So that's always something that concerns coaches. You can't tackle live for a month. You never really play a game without tackling live for a month, except for a bowl game. That'll affect both teams, who tackles well, who tackles in space. Secondly, offenses can decide what personnel groups and what plays they want to run from those personnel groups. We have to prepare for war in time of peace. We have to be ready for everything. If they line up in empty, we can't call timeout and say, hey, we didn't practice that this week, so you guys can't do that. So it really makes your defensive preparation. We have to prepare for everything. This is not an excuse. I'm answering your question. Thirdly, we've done everything within our power to get ready to stop this good Texas running game, okay? And I have no idea what the outcome's going to be or how it's going to turn out, but in every game that we've played where it was a big-time run team that we weren't going to stop the run and they were going to run all over the place and they were going to score a lot of points, Colorado, Kansas State, Auburn, we stopped the run.
Nick, Warren Williamson, Oregon Duck Football News. This is for Brian as well. Brian, what would a win mean to you personally, being that this is Nick's last game? And Nick, what would a win mean to you since this is your last game coaching?
That's a nice question, a nice sentiment. Obviously, you want to win your last game or you want to play well in your last game. This is not about me, but it would mean a lot if we won the game. I'll be happier to win the game for these guys. These are the guys that deserve to win the game. I've played in a lot of games. I will feel good if and when we win, but I'll feel better at how hard these guys are going to play.
Yeah, you know, both teams come into this planning to win the game. You know, we obviously want to win this game, and it would mean a lot to me, especially, you know, being my last college game. And, you know, I came here, Coach Aliotti, we were talking the other day about how he went and ate at a restaurant for the first and the last time when he came for my visit, you know. So I've been here with him the whole time. And, you know, it's just been a great ride for me. And I want to come out here with a win, just, you know, something to help me remember this better by. And, you know, I really enjoy my time here. So, you know, a win would be incredible.
Thank you, Brian.
Kirk Bowles from the Austin American Statesman. Efo, Case McQuaid's kind of a different kind of quarterback. I wonder if how you would describe his throwing style and how to defend him.
I mean, definitely he can run. He's able to extend plays. So, I mean, they have great receivers that we're going to have to be able to cover for a long time. The quarterback that can scramble, they're able to extend plays and create stuff that normally wouldn't be there. So with that, I mean, Terrence, Avery, Brian Jackson, we're all going to have to play great defense, and we're going to have to play great defense every play because they have a lot of great athletes. I mean, they have players that they're able to spread the ball around and make things happen after the catch.
Efo, after having such a great year, what aspects of your game do you think you can still improve on?
I mean, every day I look at improving my entire game. I never really have been to a point where I thought that, oh, I'm good enough here or I'm doing good enough at this spot. I feel like every day I come with the attitude of trying to get better and trying to improve in everything I do. I mean, every day I want to be a better player than the day before, so that's all I can really say.
Derek, this question's for you. We see Coach Al as kind of this gregarious, kind of out there, funny guy. What do you see behind the scenes that maybe we don't see that you can kind of help us capture him?
That's kind of hard. He's hard on us, you know, when we're not doing things right. You know, he expects a lot from us, everything like that. And that's, you know, but he's also there, you know, to nurture us and show us love. when it's needed. And that's what I, you know, truly respect about him, is that when he's not going to let us fall short of our potential, anything like that. He wants to maximize our potential and, you know, get the best out of each and every one of us, no matter if you're a scout team guy, you're a special teams guy, defensive guy, anything. He wants you all, you know, to reach your potential, and then he'll like get on you hard, but when you do something great, he's gonna be the first one to high five you and jump up and down with you and in our huddles and everything and show you love. So that's why, you know, behind the scenes you guys don't really get to see that, but that's what I really respect about him.
Nick, as a guy who just made a very big decision, what would you tell Ifo about the decision that he has to make about the NFL, and do you think he's ready right now to play at that level?
First of all, Ifo's ready to do whatever he wants to do. I respect that young man enough that whatever he chooses to do, I'm 100% behind it. Whether I stayed here or not, I would still be 100% behind Ifo, because, you know, the young man has to do what's best for him and his family. And when it's all said and done, if you listen to him talk, he's pretty intelligent. He'll figure it out. And I support him in whatever he chooses to do.
Derek, you go up against Marcus in practice. I don't know how much you guys hit the quarterback, probably not much at all. But how good is he as a runner, as a guy who sees him in practice and what he brings to the field?
He's real good. Sometimes I just sit back and just look sometimes, like, does Marcus have the ball? Like, he's running like a running back. Like, he's so fast and everything like that, and so elusive. And he could, you know, he has so many weapons. He could run the ball, throw the ball, find open receivers. He can do it all. So it's always a challenge when we, you know, go against our offense. And it's always fun, you know, trying to chase him down, make sure contain him, stay in the pocket, you know, find the receivers, you know, just try to stop all his weapons. And, you know, he's a really great quarterback.
Coach, down here, win or lose, are you going to grab some turf from the Alamo Bowl or some water out of the Riverwalk or anything as a memento this time?
I'm not sure yet. I know this, that win or lose, I'm going to make sure I see all our seniors and everybody on defense and tell them thanks for what a great ride they've given me. I'm hoping it ends in a win so we're all smiles, but so does Texas. They hope they end in a win so it's all smiles. We'll see how that plays out at the end, but the bottom line is I just want to make sure that I touch every one of my guys when the game's over and tell them thanks. I hope they have a smile on their face when it's all over. That's the most important thing to me.